product has been targeted as a major crop which can create job opportunities for thousands of Ghanaians, whether graduates or SHS products. In view of the recent job creation summit by President John Mahama, experts are still debating the issue of how jobs could be created. Radio Ghana finds out from the Executive Director, Ghana Cassava Center of Excellence, William Ejimenu, who has joined us in the studio to make a case for cassava production as a job creator. Welcome to the studio, sir.
Thank you.
Now, you are a former coordinator of the National Farmers Awards Day, and you believe cassava production provides a window of opportunity to create mass employment. Now, how do you explain this?
Thank you very much, and let me seize this opportunity to also salute your cherished listeners. Yeah, the cassava, as you rightly put it, it's a commodity that has long been shied away by policymakers and also researchers, because we have the perception that cassava is a very bulky crop, it is highly perishable, and it's also very risky to produce. But recent development has also established that cassava is the best way to go. It is really an economic tool for economic transformation, also for food security and poverty reduction. The various derivatives that we have from cassava, i.e. the high-quality cassava flour, the starch, cassava high-grade food starch, and then also the prospect for livestock industry, gives it the weight that we are trying to put behind it for policymakers to really consider that as a major job creation in this country.
Now, you are here making a case for the fact that students or people should get involved in cassava, the cassava business, especially in relation to this job summit. And as you know, we have more than 600,000 people or youth in the country or graduates in the country who are unemployed. Now, how do you position your case? How do you argue for them to go into the cassava business?
Yes, very much so. The statistics or the data we have since 2011 says that in 2011, Ghana produced 14,270,000 metric tons of the roots, and 2012 produced 14,574,000 metric tons. And then in 2013, we have 15,990,000 metric tons. You see, if you convert this one to production, you realize that if you have five parts to one, that's, I mean, five metric tons of cassava fresh root will give you one metric tons of starch. And currently, the world market for a ton of high-grade cassava starch is $800. So it means that you're going to be having 1,183,260 United States dollars. And that also means that if the country adopts national policies or by including high-quality cassava flour in the national composite flour policy, because we know that this country imports heavily in terms of wheat for our flour. So when we add the national flour policy, let's say if there's a policy to allow for the inclusion, we're going to be creating a lot of jobs for the rural farmers who are engaged in cassava. I'm a farmer myself. I'm just returning from a trip from Ejira, Chidumase, from Atebubu, from Sene, and Edijan, and look, these are heavy cassava producing communities. But the people, where do they buy, well, what do they sell their produce? That's what we're talking about, that if there is a policy for 10% inclusion, it is going to create a lot of jobs for over 5 or 6 million farmers that are engaged in cassava production. The good thing is that cassava does well in every part of this country. In fact, all the 10 regions, we have cassava growing in all the major climates. And that also gives us the opportunity, or it gives us the urge to be able to invest in, because we have competitive advantage and we have comparative advantage. And so when we're able to create the market, we have serious off-takers like maybe a Yinsu starch factory. We have the Accra breweries who are these days you would hear that they are root beers from cassava and all that. There is also the pharmaceutical companies that could also take advantage of the surpluses that we have in this country. In fact, unfortunately, we are using just 26% of the 15,990,000 metric tons. That 26% of it is being utilized. It means that the rest of it goes waste. And so as a country, we need to adopt pragmatic measures at, you know, absorbing, using the surpluses as a raw material to produce, to enhance food security, to create jobs for the young people, and also to also enhance the livelihood of the rural communities where this the cassava community
now,
is
produced. Finally, you are asking for a sort of a cassava policy. Now, what should this policy entail to be able to, so that we get the best out of cassava, so that the youth and the so much people who are unemployed get or have an interest into to go into the cassava business?
Very well. You recall that quite recently, government has launched Made in Ghana and homegrown agenda for economic transformation. And I think we are looking at some of these programs, which also have to be targeting specific commodities like cassava, where we can have national flour policy on cassava that will help to create, you know, a lot of jobs for the young people. And let me seize this opportunity to also commend the Export Development and Agricultural Investment Fund for introducing a cassava policy, in fact, a special facility for cassava that's going to enhance production, also going to make raw materials available for the production of high quality cassava flour, starch, and also the ethanol and also animal feed. And I think that is also highly commendable. Yep.
Well, thank you very much, sir, for your time here. The Executive Director, Ghana Cassava Center of Excellence, William A.J.